BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, including the least popular Instant Dragons Den pitch we've had yet to Deborah Meaden. Alice Levine plays Real or No Real. And after a Strictly debut, we talk six packs and sass with Judge Rinder.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
So weird watching Strictly launch on Saturday. Felt a bit needy, I've got to be honest. Maybe I texted my old dance partner, who's obviously got a new partner now, which is absolutely fine. Fine. I'm fine with it. I've made my peace with it. Sarah in Twickenham is saying, Judge Rinder, I did not know he had abs. You don't normally see that in the courtroom, do you? I know, though. Joe says, Rinder is class on Strictly. He could win. Stranger things have happened. And I'm already really loving the shade with Craig Revel Horwood.
Are about to be turned, aren't they? How on earth are you going to cope with being judged yourself?
Well, just as long as, you know, Darcy, Len and Bruno is as brilliant as I think they are, I think it'd be perfect.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yes.
I think you missed someone out on the panel.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
Handbags are going to be on. We'll speak to Judge Rinder at 1:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello to the team at Unofficial Mills, who are still struggling with the fact that Judge Rinder has a first name. I know, I wish they wouldn't do that. Like, just call him Judge Rinder. That's what, like, don't call him Robert. It's confusing. Also, James and Chantel are heading back from the Isle of Wight. Scott, please can we get this trending? Hashtag ripped Rinder. Nobody was expecting the abs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now for the music that still makes me feel mostly nauseous, especially the first two notes in particular. Strictly's back. Good afternoon, Judge Rinder.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you, Scott?
I'm really good. I so enjoyed you on the television at the weekend.
What was your favourite bit? Was it the bit of me in the glitter? I got a text from a relative saying it's almost identical to the outfit my mother wore for my brother's bar mitzvah in the 1980s.
Right. Are you enjoying it?
I'm actually having real fun. It's genuinely nice. It's sort of like being at a sort of glittery sports day where everybody wins prizes.
I told you it's nice.
I know. They're really sort of kind to each other. It's a bit of a struggle for me. I'm doing my best.
What, to everybody's be nice?
Sort of everybody's sort of enthusiastic by 12 o'clock and they clap. And I once worked in Camp America, you know, it's not going around Utah in a tutu. I was teaching at a camp and I sort of left it spelling, you know, hello, right, everybody, that sort of thing. And it's very, very, everybody's very keen, which is nice.
Yeah. I mean, it is just a world of sparkling glitter all the time, isn't it?
I know. It's that sort of thing. There's lots of glitter balls everywhere.
Do you know,
and dead balls.
The best thing about it was, I realised you can actually dance.
Well, I'm not sure coming from you that's much of an impressive distinction. but thanks very much. Do you know what I mean?
Like, and the abs. Look at the abs.
Oh yeah, well, that's the thing that I'm most pleased at. Like, I work out really. I do triathlons and marathons and stuff. It'd be pretty bad form.
You don't get to see that on the Judge Rinder show, do you?
Well, it wouldn't be sort of much thing. By the way, you're a moron. And here, look at my six-pack.
It's true.
I mean, you know what I mean? Where, how would I sew that into one of my judgments?
I think you're going to win.
Win what?
Strictly Come Don't Dancing.
They're like really good people. They can all dance, you know.
Yes, but so can you. And all, but...
Have you seen my partner?
Yes, Oksana.
I really like her. She's sort of... She's completely single-minded in, you know, in her pursuit of really doing well. She's, you know, and what she sort of lacks in having any kind of experience of, well, books, she has a lot of in dance, which is exciting.
The thing is, dancers, in my experience, only ever talk about dancing.
She really does. She spends all of her time doing it, but in a good way. We start properly tomorrow.
Yes.
She insists on being called Boginya, which means goddess in Russian. And also the other day when I said, well what happens on a day when, you know, I've done well or you're pleased with my work? And she said to me that I'd be allowed to take her shopping.
Well, that's always nice.
I know, isn't that marvellous? The curse of Strictly would have to be pretty powerful, wouldn't it?
Oh, you did say that you've never been that nervous meeting a girl before.
I really wasn't. Like, I don't know why. They sort of, you know, they make it really... They make it really nerve-wracking. I wasn't actually nervous about meeting the girl. I was nervous about the reaction. Do you remember last year or whenever it was? I can't remember the name of the dancer, but I think she was told that she was going to be dancing with Greg Wallace. And you know,
oh, no, that was my year. Yeah, Aliona.
Was it? Oh, yeah. And she looked as if she'd done something accidental in her glitter pants.
She did. She wasn't happy, was she?
Oh, really?
She wasn't happy. It's fine. She's left now. You can talk about her.
She's not there anymore, is she?
No, she's off.
What happened to her?
She decided to leave.
Poor thing.
I liked your first spat with Craig.
Oh, yeah. Was that a spat? I'm not sure yet.
What do you make of him?
Well, he seems sort of, you know, very nice and very twinkly. And, you know, when I saw him briefly outside, insofar as he was able to, he smiled and he seemed nice. You know what I mean? He's sort of deliberately ageless in a good way.
He is. Waxy.
Yeah, no, yeah, they all seem really, you know, really, really pleasant.
You're going to have lots of fun.
Well, I don't know. The problem is it was fine the other night. It was pre-recorded. And because there are no consequences. It's just that sort of weird thing of having to do it where the public vote on you.
You don't want to be off first, do you?
No, I don't know. And oh, sugar. So I've just broken my chair. And the thing is, I absolutely don't want to be off first. That would be so embarrassing and awful.
Yeah.
And I would feel really bad. And, you know, you have sort of no control over it, really.
No.
And there's no way of sort of bribing the British public.
You're going to be fabulous. So you've got 3 weeks to learn your first dance, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm meeting Oksana tomorrow for the first time. And she sort of, she's already sort of sending me messages about what I'm supposed to do in preparation.
Hey, listen, do you mind if we catch up with you every Monday? I'd quite like to get an update every
heaven.
Monday.
Yeah, as long as you... So I did an interview with Radio 1 and I said I was much better than you. Do you agree so far?
Much better than me?
Yeah.
100%.
Do you?
Of course.
I'm definitely going to, if I get through to Blackpool or that week where they do the Halloween week.
Oh, that was fun.
I'm definitely, we're going to sew in, what's it called? The crab or the lobster?
Yeah, put it in.
Prawn. What was it you did, the prawn?
It was the crab.
I'm going to throw in the crab. I feel like, you know, frankly, in many respects, you ought to be immortalised in some way.
Yeah, thank you very much. Well, just do the crab hands. I would love that so much. Thank you.
I promise you, if I get hit, you've heard it here first. If I get to Halloween week with Oksana, we're going to put in the crab hand.
Yes, okay. I'm sure she'll be thrilled. It's been lovely to speak to you.
Where's that friend of yours?
He's in Spain.
What's wrong with him? He's either doing up his house or fleeing things. The last time when he was being, you know, we sort of did when I announced I was being on the programme. People don't know this, and I held back from saying it. But you know, he was painting his own house, and he must have been tired because he had the largest bogey up his right nose.
Right.
And I waited till everything went quiet to tell him. I wish I'd said it on air. I have that, I suppose.
Now, obviously, you've got 3 weeks to learn the dance, so let's catch up every Monday when the show starts, shall we?
Okay, promise. Yeah,
promise.
That'd be great.
Right, good to speak
Hello,
to you, Judge.
Everybody. Thank you, dear.
Love
have
you.
Have a nice day. Yes, all right. Yes. See you soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you too, I suppose. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. Scott Mills.
Right, so it's Live Lounge Month. What a brilliant, brilliant week last week, and it's set to be another good one. During Live Lounge Month, I am trying to convince as many of the Live Lounge artists as possible to play Real or No Real. So far, One Republic's Ryan Tedder and Biffy Clyro have got involved. We're going to try and get some more people to do it this week. The great thing about the game is that you find stuff out about bands that you never knew before. So I was chatting to Biffy about Justin Bieber's house and had to ask them which celebrity has the best house that they've ever been to.
Danny Elfman, who does the music for Tim Burton's movies. He's got a wonderfully eccentric house.
And where's that?
That's in Hollywood in some kind of gated community.
Okay, and what's it like?
It is... I probably shouldn't say too much or I won't be, won't be invited
the
back.
Vegas
but,
details.
Yeah, but he has a volleyball pool. A volleyball pool. What do you call
water,
it?
Water
beat,
volleyball.
Yeah, water volleyball in the back. And he's got lots of weird trinkets and really unusual ornaments from Tim's movies. And he's got the coolest cinema room I've ever seen in my life.
Wow. So. How did that come about then?
Friend of a friend, you know, just friend of a friend.
Hanging out in LA.
Yeah.
Have you got anything like quirky in your own houses? Something a bit like odd?
I've got a huge Lego collection, if that counts as odd.
Lego?
Lego, yeah. I love Lego architecture, so I've built all the Lego architecture and landmark series. So Lego, up your game. Although I shouldn't say any building block brand out there. You should up your game.
Yeah.
About how much Lego are we talking here?
I've got about 35 or 40 sets. Yeah, unfortunately. It's not very cool, Scott.
All over your house?
Yeah. Well, no, my wife forces me to put it in one corner of the house, so they're kind of sitting on top of each other at the moment.
Love that. Oh, I really like those guys. If you've not checked out the version of Tilted off of Christine and the Queens yet, BBC iPlayer, it's a treat, and the French is spot on.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
A few people commenting that texts that cut off halfway through are a bit, ho! But that did just happen to you, Dale, didn't it?
It did indeed.
Tell me what the first bit of the text said, please.
Yeah, so I was listening to, obviously, to Lisa Johnson on the Live Lounge, but she was lovely. I was in Manchester a few months ago, where I live, and I was out for a few beverages.
Yeah, OK, and I'm going to guess where she was outside, so read me in the text if you can remember it.
Stood outside of a nightclub in Manchester.
Oh, 3 a.m. Ruined it.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry.
I was gonna guess where she was outside. My first guess would have been Leisure Centre.
No, not Leisure Centre. Not at 3 a.m. anyway.
Right, OK. So what did she say to you?
So I got a tap on the shoulder asking... it was actually by a Canadian guy asking me where the best kebab shop and takeaway was. So I was reeling off all the best takeaways in Manchester and chatting away. And then I just clocked and I was like, you were on the X Factor, weren't you? And he was like, yeah, I was. Started laughing. He went, and she won it. And the girl that stood next to me was Louisa Johnson.
And who was the guy?
Sean Miley Moore.
Sorry, something went wrong there. Okay, let me guess what place you said as best in Manchester, because I think I know this.
Go on then.
McTuckey's.
Well done, in
is
one.
It?
Yes.
Yes! Obviously, the other places are just as good.
Oh, yeah.
But it is good, because it's right down there on Canal Street, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Can't miss it.
It is indeed.
All right, good to speak to you, Dale.
Brilliant, that's great.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do this. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
How excited are you today?
Very excited. It's got me through my Monday.
Have you always wanted to go on Dragon's Den, the TV show?
Yes, absolutely. It's been my lifelong ambition.
This is like a fast track to it, though, isn't it?
Oh, I know. I feel like I'm skipping the queue completely.
I know. It feels quite naughty in a way.
Yeah, but sometimes you have to do these things to get where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to float Deborah's boat, do you reckon?
Yes, I think she'll absolutely love it. I'm surprised, actually, it's not been something that's been on Dragon's Den before. It's such a simple idea.
And how long ago was it you came up with this idea?
It was actually a few years ago. It was when I was still at uni that I came up with it, but I've never had an opportunity to pitch it to anyone till now.
Oh, so your life is kind of resting on this?
Yeah, kind of is.
Why have you never applied for the TV show?
I don't know, to be honest. I probably should have done, but maybe I knew in the back of my head that this opportunity would come for me instead.
Mm-hmm, got you. Okay, well, you know that I've got Mrs. Mead's home phone, right?
Yes, I know.
So I'm going to connect you now. You just need to do the best pitch of your actual life so far.
No pressure then.
I know, all right. At least it's just on the phone, you know?
That's true, yeah. Okay. I won't be able to gauge her reaction as well, but hopefully she'll love it.
Okay, well, the best of luck. I'm putting you through now, Sarah.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, is that Deborah?
Who's calling?
It's Sarah calling. Scott gave me your number.
Oh, hello, Sarah.
Hi.
You've got a really good business idea, haven't you?
Yes, I was just going to say, I've got a great idea I'd love to pitch to you.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, so it's an idea that I've had for quite some time now. When I was at uni, we were all sat around one night trying to think of an idea, you know, that we could get rich quick instead of relying on our uni course to get us through. And this is kind of where my idea was first born. So the name of the product that I'd like to pitch to you today is called David Beckham. And
sorry,
I've taken
David
my
Beckham.
Ham, yes. And I've taken my inspiration for this from a product you might have heard of called Billy Bear Meat. I think people used to have it when they were kids for their packed lunches. It was some kind of ham with a bear's face on the front of it.
I've never heard of that, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, but my idea takes that a little bit further. So I'm combining two of the really great things of the world together, ham and David Beckham. And that's where the product David Beckham was born. And I'm going for high quality sliced ham that's going to have David Beckham's face right in the middle of it.
Right.
Okay. Yep.
I don't even ask. Are you looking for an investment or do you just... telling me about your idea?
Well, I'm hoping that you'd love to invest in it. I'm surprised it's not been something that's done before or you've seen this idea before, because I think a lot of people would love to buy it, and I can imagine it across supermarket delis all over the country. And I'm hoping one day to maybe go
Sarah, how much money did you want?
Well, that's the one thing I've not really worked out the finer details of yet. And I was hoping that your expertise, you could maybe give me a few points on how much money I might need to get this really off the ground.
Have you ever watched Dragon's Den?
Yeah, and I always knew the finance part would be the bit that I would probably not do so well at.
It's not really the finance part. It's the thing where you say, I need £500 and I'll give you an investment for 50% of my business. That bit?
Well,
because that's kind of what Dragon's Den is. That's what a pitch is?
Yeah.
Mm.
I just thought I'd sell you my idea and then we'd go from there.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll set that to one side.
Oh yeah. Actually, I've got the extra little bit that I could add in that might sway it for you.
Right.
So I'm thinking forward a little bit. Obviously, Christmas isn't too far away. And I thought that over the Christmas period, we could do a family platter. So we could have a different ham with each of the Beckham faces on, and you can take your pick and eat whichever one takes your fancy.
Sarah, I tell you exactly what happened. I can just see it. You're all sitting around with your mates at university, and you're playing around with people's names, and you think, Beckham. Oh, that's a really good idea. We ought to make a ham with David Beckham's face on it.
Really
funny when you're at university and you may have had a couple of glasses of wine, but it's really not a business, is it?
Well, but who wouldn't want to eat David Beckham's face? Would you not want to eat it?
No, really. That's the point. Really, who would?
Well, I've actually started doing a bit of market research, and everybody I tell the idea to says that they'd love the chance to eat David Beckham.
Don't tell me that you've actually been out there. There's actually people in the world who would eat David Beckham ham. David Beckham. Yeah?
Completely, there is. And the only one thing that I've not had a chance to do yet is run the idea past David. But I think he'll be totally into it.
Can I save you? I mean, to do that, you're going to have to jump through a lot of hoops. And can I just save you the trouble? Because you'll probably spend the rest of your life. And you could well end up being locked away. So don't even try it. Don't even. I would leave that idea where it should have stayed, which is in your university room with all of your mates. Really?
Well, I just think that he's previously endorsed
really,
a TV channel, a clothing
Sarah.
Line, whiskey.
Sarah.
I think ham is the next obvious step.
Sarah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Just say those words to yourself and then tell me you think that's a good idea. If you were David Beckham and somebody said, I want to produce ham with your face stamped on it.
Yeah, I think you'd be all over it.
Yeah. I don't. So that is a terrible, terrible idea. And you don't even want an investment because you haven't asked me for anything at all other than just telling me it's a really good idea, which I'm really sorry, Sarah, it's not. So there isn't really investment for me to make, so I'm out.
Oh, that's a shame.
I don't like it when she just goes like that. It's so final.
I was hoping that she was maybe going to come back and say she was joking.
Are you actually serious about this?
Yeah, I can't see how it wouldn't work and it wouldn't be a big success. Like, you'd eat David Beckham's face on a piece of ham, wouldn't you?
Hell yeah, but I'm different to most. She just didn't go for it.
No, maybe she wasn't feeling creative and open to new ideas today.
You did say that you weren't sure about the finance part to an actual dragon.
Yeah, that was maybe not the best thing to say.
No, maybe, like, go away and cost it up and maybe we can get you back on, you know?
Yeah, I'll do some numbers and I'll get back in touch with you.
Quite important to do the numbers, but thanks, Sarah.
Yes. No, thank you.
Can I just ask, would the Victoria Beckham be wafer thin?
Well, I'm thinking more of a spicy ham, maybe.
All right, good. Well, sorry that Mrs. Mead wasn't keen.
No, that's fine. Thanks for giving me the chance.
That's all right. That's what we're here for in It's and Dragons Den. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills Daily. Hi, Alice Levine.
Hello, dear.
Hello, love. I'm quite jealous that you've met Zara Larsson, actually.
Oh, yeah, she was dead nice. Although I said to her that she was a bigger export than, like, all the things off of Scandinavian countries. I was like, you're bigger than IKEA, you're bigger than Rye Bread, you're bigger than Volvos. And she wasn't completely convinced. But I think she probably is now.
Definitely bigger than Rye Bread. Her.
That's, like, the biggest bread in Scandinavia. Well, that's, like, white slice.
I don't care for it. Anyway, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. You're on for Greg James today from 4.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Are you in a mood?
No.
I feel like you're in a mood.
No, I'm not in a mood. I'm absolutely fine. Bear Grylls is going to be on, right?
I really can't wait.
Have you met him before?
I haven't. Have you?
Yeah. He's been on the show a few times.
Oh, yeah, of course he has. Is he dead nice?
Yeah. We did scare him once.
With the bear.
With the bear outfit. That was a dark time for Radio 1 in general and for him.
I actually had entirely forgotten that, even though I was watching that this afternoon as part of my research. So 98% of the interview is just about that moment.
Yeah, I know. I know. So has he got another TV show coming up?
He's got all the TV shows and he's got a live arena tour. So he's going to come on and talk about that,
right?
And he gets the biggest guests. Like, I don't know how he gets them to do it, but obviously he's done it with, like, Barack Obama.
Yeah, incredible.
Courtney Cox recently.
Although they just did go for a walk, if you remember on that one.
Just a light stroll.
Yeah.
But then along the coastal path.
Yeah, but you're not going to be, like, getting him to sleep inside a horse for the night, are you?
That was plan B, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real. Bears on from 5, right?
From 5, yes, indeed.
Okay. Are these facts true?
Danny Dyer's first dance at his wedding over the weekend was Bambaleo, and it was performed by the Gypsy Kings.
If that's true, I'm so jealous.
Get him. You've never had a proper live rendition, have you?
No.
Do you think he had that?
We should do that.
Did he get married? When did he get married? On a Wednesday or not?
At the weekend.
Oh. Can you technically play it if it's not a Wednesday?
No.
That's a little
He probably
bit,
doesn't know that.
Maybe you get a special license cos wedding, but
What would the first dance at your wedding be? I know mine.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I totally don't know mine.
Dangerous Woman, Ariana Grande.
Well, mine's obviously Nelly and Kelly Dilemma, but I didn't want to say.
Mine's better.
Your first dance song should always be your karaoke song. Mm. That's what I think.
Okay. So imagine Danny Dyer's wedding, because it would be like an actual episode of EastEnders, because they're all there.
Do you think they hold it on the set?
I don't know.
Yeah, do you think he would get all the big names in? I feel like somebody like Barbara Windsor would ordain.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a great day, wouldn't it? Your favourites from the square would be there. I mean, get a little bit tipsy, it'd be good.
Do you think he does a really rousing but, like, slightly angry speech? Like, she's the love of my life!
Yeah. And you're kind of always expecting something to go wrong, aren't you?
Big drama, especially on the bit where it's like, is anybody here present objecting?
Yeah. I do! And it all kicks off as a massive fight.
He's already married!
Yeah, like, get out!
So good. That wedding video is going to be ace.
I'm saying that... No, he can't have Bumbleo playing by the Gypsy Kings. No, no real.
I think... wouldn't it cost a fortune to have the Gypsy Kings play?
Mm.
No? Do you think cheapies? Do you think cheapest gyms?
They're still gigging. We need to put them for Christmas.
You really need to get a live version. I think producer Will's just written it down. It's okay, fine. Oh, no, he's just doodling. He always looks really busy and now I've realised what he's doing.
It's mostly just doodles, Alice.
Explains a lot.
Real or no real?
I'm going to say no real, but play, but it wasn't a live version. That's my theory.
That one is no real.
Okay, not quite true. I've just been told that Danny did get married over the weekend in a Spanish-themed wedding with his new wife, Jo, telling a magazine that there would be a Gypsy Kings-type band, flamenco dancers, tapas, paella and sangria, but unfortunately not the actual Gypsy Kings, but a lot of EastEnders cast. And, extra fact for you, everyone, Jeremy Clarkson stayed at the same hotel that weekend.
Yes, gate crashing that wedding.
And next.
Every Google search you have ever made is now available for you to view online.
For me to view or for somebody else to view?
For you to view online.
Thank goodness. I was going to have to run into the other room for a second.
I'm still not happy about it, Alice.
No, that's not great, is
it? Everything.
But where? On what? By what means? No, this isn't good. I don't want that to be documented anywhere. But that means don't ask. That means
some of the research you must have to do must be for up all sorts.
I know, quite. Well, exactly. Mm. But if that's somewhere for me to view, They do like leaks and things, don't they? These things sometimes get like out into the public domain.
They really do, yeah.
I don't know if I want everyone knowing that.
This can't be true. Every Google search you've ever made, you can now watch online. I don't know. It says it's now available for you to watch online, to view online, but not other people.
But that's what I'm saying. They say that, but if the data's there.
Okay. Oh, this can't be true. No real.
You would have to explain a lot of things if they got hold of yours.
What are you saying?
No, I've just seen over your shoulder sometimes and like dubious. All I would say is don't do that on a work computer.
All right. Noted. Real or no real? I'm saying no real.
Defensive. I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes.
What do you mean? Okay, so ever since that search engine launched 18 years ago today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Google. They have been storing every single search that you've made. If you head to... I don't want to do this. If you head to history.rugal.com/history, you can see your entire search history in all of its detail. And it even gives you the time that you searched.
Oh, horrible.
Oh, brilliant. Who wants that?
Do you know on the one that rhymes with Wastebook, how
yes.
that shows you like a memory from 3 years ago? Is it going to be like this time last year, you Googled this?
Yeah, what, like a time hop?
Yeah, I don't like that, no.
Oh, no, that's real. Okay. And finally...
A Chinese artist is stealing ghosts from haunted pubs in the UK and putting them on display in a museum.
Surprised Yvette Fielding has not done a show about this.
What are you talking about? What do you mean real or no real? I don't even understand it.
A Chinese artist is selling ghosts from haunted pubs in the UK and putting them on display in a museum. But how?
What do you mean selling ghosts?
Stealing ghosts.
Oh, stealing ghosts.
I don't understand any of that.
Stealing
ghosts? That's just words.
Well, same thing. Stealing ghosts. What, like put them in a jar?
I don't know.
From a haunted pub and then putting them on display. But then what would you see? You'd just see jars, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well...
Do you believe in ghosts?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I've been on Most Haunted about 4 times. And they've really tried to scare me every time. And I'm sure they probably exist, but in my experience, I've never seen one.
Well, they always get freaked out, don't they? And then it turns out to be the light on standby on your TV or whatever.
It's the orb, it's the orbs.
There are no orbs, come on.
No, well... As I said, Yvette Fielding's make a whole career out of it. But if she ever finds one, that's almost all over, isn't it?
But she's genuinely petrified just by, like, the cameraman stepping behind her. Like,
seriously.
She's like, what's that noise? It's the team.
Babe, try to be in a room with her at 4 o'clock in the morning. with bats flapping around.
It wasn't even Most Haunted. It was a night out. I'm confused because I feel like people would go... You'd pay once to see what it was, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And then you'd realise it was just loads of jars.
Well, yeah. Unless you believe in ghosts.
Yeah, but what are you thinking you can see?
I don't know.
I don't think this can be real.
No, I'm saying no real. What are you saying?
I'm saying no real.
That one is real.
Oh, come on, Stephen Powell.
Okay, I've just had this handed to me. Chinese artist Lu Ping Yuan followed a ghost to the toilet of a pub in Bolton, bottled it up. Oh, this is so arty, isn't it? And is
bottled
now...
what?
The ghost,
right,
and is now displaying it at the Centre for Chinese Contemporary Art in Manchester. But pub owner Richard Greenwood is fuming.
Oh, he's furious,
and is demanding that Lou returns the ghost immediately.
Returns the ghost.
They're all mad.
Followed the ghost into the toilet, like the ghost is using the facilities.
I love it though. At the end of that round of real or no real, I got 10, you got 20. Rubbish.
I always win this these days. I've
you
just
really
got
do.
The knack.
Okay, Alice, on from 4 and Bear Grylls from 5.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Monday best bits. We're back tomorrow live from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.